Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're taking a deep dive into AbbVie, ticker ABBV. This is a name that's been on a lot of radars lately, especially after that 12% jump in a month. But is this just a dead cat bounce, or is there real substance behind the move? We're going to break down the business, the numbers, the pipeline, and what the future really looks like for this pharma giant. Let's get into it. AbbVie is a global biopharmaceutical company spun off from Abbott Laboratories back in 2013. They are headquartered in North Chicago, Illinois, and employ about 55,000 people. For a long time, this was the Humira story, but as we'll see, that narrative has shifted dramatically. The company is now a powerhouse in immunology, oncology, neuroscience, and aesthetics. They have a market cap of nearly $400 billion and a beta of just 0.31. meaning it's a low-volatility, defensive stock. But don't let the low beta fool you. This company is in the middle of a major transformation. So, who is AbbVie today? Under CEO Robert Michael, the company is focused on four key therapeutic areas. The biggest is immunology, which includes the massive blockbusters Skyrizi and Rinvoq. Then you have oncology, with drugs like Imbruvica and Venclexta. There's also a growing neuroscience franchise with Vraylar and the migraine portfolio. And finally, the aesthetics unit, which includes Botox, Juvederm, and the rest of the Allergan portfolio. The key challenge here is the post-Humira world. Humira lost patent protection in the US in 2023, and biosimilars have eaten into its revenue. In fiscal year 2025, Humira generated about $4.5 billion, down from over $20 billion at its peak. The whole thesis for AbbVie hinges on whether Skyrizi and Rinvoq can fill that void. Let's look at the revenue segmentation for fiscal year 2025. Total revenue hit $61.16 billion. The star of the show is Skyrizi, which brought in a staggering $17.56 billion. Rinvoq wasn't far behind at $8.3 billion. Together, those two drugs are now the engine of the company. On the aesthetic side, Botox Cosmetic did $2.6 billion, and Botox Therapeutic added another $377 billion. Vraylar in neuroscience did $3.62 billion. In oncology, Imbruvica did $2.87 billion, and Venclexta did $2.79 billion. The Ubrelvy and Qulipta migraine drugs combined for about $2.3 billion. Geographically, this is a U.S.-centric story. The U.S. accounted for $46.6 billion of that revenue, while the rest of the world contributed just $2.36 billion in direct reporting. That's a massive concentration risk, but it also shows the strength of their U.S. commercial infrastructure. Now let's dig into the earnings and the financial health. If you look at the income statement, revenue has been steadily climbing from $45.8 billion in 2020 to $61.6 billion in 2025. That's impressive. But the net income story is a little more complicated. In 2022, net income was $11.8 billion. It dropped to $4.86 billion into 2023, and then $4.28 billion in 2024. In 2025, it was $4.23 billion. The big drop was driven by the Humira cliff and the heavy investment in R&D and marketing for the new drugs. However, the operating income tells a better story. In 2025, operating income was $20.97 billion, up from $9.14 billion in 2024. That's a massive recovery. The key metric to watch here is the gross profit margin, which is a healthy 70.68%, and the net profit margin is only 5.79%, which seems low, but that's because of high amortization costs from the Allergan acquisition. The real cash flow story is much better. Let's talk cash flow and balance sheet. This is where AbbVie really shines. In 2024, they generated $18.8 billion in operating cash flow. After capital expenditures of $974 million, free cash flow was $17.83 billion. In 2023, free cash flow was even higher at $22.06 billion. That's a massive cash machine. On the balance sheet, total debt is on $31.8 billion, but they have $5.5 billion in cash. The debt-to-equity ratio is 2.65, which is high, but manageable, given the cash flow. The current ratio is 0.80, and the quick ratio is 0.68, which are a bit tight, but again, the cash flow covers the interest easily. The return on equity is an incredible 68%, and return on invested capital is 10.3%. This is a capital-efficient business when you look past the accounting noise. Let's run through the SWOT analysis, starting with strengths. You have a dominant immunology franchise with Skyrizi and Rinvoq, a massive cash flow generation machine, a strong dividend track record, and a diversified pipeline in oncology and neuroscience. The weaknesses are the high debt load from the Allergan acquisition, the ongoing decline of Humira, and the concentration of revenue in the U.S. market. The opportunities are massive. The recent FDA approval of Decnupaz for a rare blood cancer is a new growth vector. The European approval of Equipta for migraine opens up a new market, and the pipeline in early-stage immunology and oncology looks promising. The threats are regulatory pricing pressure in the U.S., biosimilar competition for Humira, and the potential for a recession to hurt the aesthetics business, which is more discretionary. Now let's look at the recent performance. Over the past month, ABBV is up nearly 12%. Over the past year, it's up about 19%. But over the past 3 months, it's actually down about 0.9%. The stock has been volatile, but it's found a floor. The 5-year return is almost 98%, which is fantastic. The stock is currently trading around $223. The forward PE for 2026 is about 15.2, and for 2027 it drops to 13.6. That's a significant discount to the industry average of 31.4. The market is pricing in continued uncertainty around the Humira transition and the debt load, but the valuation suggests there's a margin of safety here. Let's get into the valuation. We're using the forward PE model here because it fits the profile of a mature compounder with analyst estimates. The model confidence is high. The fair value from the market snap analysis is $236.50 per share. The DCF model supports a fair value of $216.16. Given the current price of around $270, that implies an upside of about 8.95%. The 5-year CAGR based on this valuation is about 1.73% per year. What drives this valuation? First, the revenue growth trajectory. Skyrizi and Rinvoq are expected to continue growing at double-digit rates for the next few years. Second, the free cash flow conversion. The company is expected to maintain a high FCF to net income ratio, which supports deleveraging and dividends. Third, the terminal multiple assumption. We're using a 16x forward PE, which is a discount to the industry average of 31x, reflecting the mature growth profile. And fourth, the dividend yield. At 2.97%, it provides a solid income floor. The sanity check passes here, and the valuation is consistent. So what's my take on ABBV? This is a classic turnaround story that's actually working. The transition from Humira to Skyrizi and Rinvoq is happening faster than most people expected. The cash flow is enormous, the dividend is safe, and the valuation is reasonable. The key upside is the pipeline. The recent Decnupaz approval and the Equipta EU approval show that innovation is alive and well. The key risk is the debt. $131 billion is a lot, and if interest rates stay high, it could pressure the stock. But with $18 billion in annual operating cash flow, they can handle it. For the 5-year outlook, if you put $10,000 into ABBV today, the base case suggests it could be worth around $10,895. That's not a home run, but it's a solid, low volatility return with a 3% dividend along the way. What do you think about ABBV? Leave your take in the comments below. Is the post-Humira story fully priced in, or is there more room to run? Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.